Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Alvarado. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bart Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bart Johnson. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chuck Dobson. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chuck Dobson. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive towards short. Campaneris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy strikes out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday strikes out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banda. The throw from Hermann and he is out, McKinney applying the tag. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chuck Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton takes first base on ball four. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. May reaches second base with a double. Jackson throws the ball into Dobson who tags May trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Melton goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. Reichardt hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kurt Palfrey pinch hits for Chuck Dobson. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. 1 out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Melton is walked intentionally. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melton. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Melton steals second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Campaneris moves to second. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a line drive into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a pop-up towards first. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 2 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Duncan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Davis pinch hits for Darrell Knowles. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. George Hendrick pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alvarado fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McKinney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. Johnstone moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnstone moves to third. McKinney moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. May hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnstone tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rudy is called out on strikes. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein is hit by the pitch. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bando hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann is hit by the pitch. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvarado hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bart Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. Alvarado moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hegan now playing first base. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alvarado scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Keeley now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 3 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Duncan strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Adrian Garrett pinch hits for Raleigh Fingers. Adrian Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Monday scores. Brown moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.